Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 6th of August, 2015. It was 50 years ago today, 1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act. 70 years ago today, 1945, the United States dropped an atomic bomb on the Japanese city of Hiroshima. B-29 bomber Enola Gay released the bomb at 8:16 in the morning. 62,000 buildings destroyed by the blast. 80,000 people were killed on impact. 35,000 over the next week. 60,000 more over the next year. The bomb exploded over a hospital, and 90% of the city's doctors were killed in the blast. The U.S. would drop one more atomic bomb 3 days later on Nagasaki, and then Japan surrendered. A year later, the New Yorker magazine devoted an entire issue to the publication of an article by John Hersey entitled simply Hiroshima, which began at exactly 15 minutes past 8 in the morning on August 6, 1945, Japanese time, at the moment when the atomic bomb flashed above Hiroshima. Miss Toshiko Sasaki, a clerk in the personnel department at the East Asia Tin Works, had just sat down at her place in the plant office and was turning her head to speak to the girl at the next desk. It's the birthday of Sir Alexander Fleming, bacteriologist who discovered the antibacterial properties of penicillin, born in Lochfield, Scotland, 1881. He was looking for something else. At the time, Fleming said, one sometimes finds what one is not looking for. It's the birthday, Boston, 1909, Norma Farber, the children's author best known for the book As I Was Crossing the Boston Common, about a turtle who is the narrator and crossing the park, and he tells about the creatures who go by him, all in alphabetical order. It's the birthday of the historian Richard Hofstadter, Buffalo, 1916, author of 13 books, including The Age of Reform and Anti-Intellectualism in American Life. And it's the birthday of the poet Alfred Lord Tennyson, Lincolnshire, 1809, who gave us the line, 'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all, and there's not to reason why, there's but to do and die.' Here's a poem for today by Barton Sutter, Handyman. The morning brought such a lashing rain, I decided I might as well stay inside and tackle those jobs that had multiplied like an old man's minor aches and pains. I found a screw for the striker plate, tightened the handle on the bathroom door, cleared the drain in the basement floor, and straightened the hinge for the backyard gate. Each task had been a nagging distraction, an itch in the mind, a dangling thread, knocking a tiny brass brad on the head. I felt an insane sense of satisfaction. Then I heard a great crash in the yard. The maple had fallen and smashed our car. Handyman, a poem by Barton Sutter from his collection Farewell to the Starlight in Whiskey, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.